We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it is very cool that the Packers played on Thursday and just sort of spread this little landscape right out for the Brewers this weekend so we could pay attention to it. Tim Allen.
And I do enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what we're all enjoying it right now. Tim Allen enjoys this entire run. Tim has been the eternal optimist, host of the baseball postgame show on 105.7 FM, the Fan, the flagship station in Milwaukee. Tim, you are an optimist, and I know you can't wait to see the Brewers play meaningful final days of the regular season baseball.
It's amazing, man. It really is. 84 wins and three to play. I mean, you know, you win a couple of games here, and you end up at 86, and see how things fall a little bit for you. Yeah, you got to have help, and that's the unfortunate thing. And now we look back at the season, and we say, well, could you have picked up a win here or there? Or didn't spit up this one to be a loss. And you know, you look back at tipping points of the season, and you could pick it apart, Kevin. You know that. I mean, you know enough about baseball that retrospectively you look back at it and you say, wow, that was a tough one, or that little run right there, that kind of did them in. There's a few of those in this season to point at, but moving forward, we're going to do what Craig Counsell does. You've got to have a win tonight, and then let it all play out.
Yeah, the math of this is that the Brewers need 3 days' worth of good things to happen, and Craig Counsell makes the good point, is that you can affect the day that's in front of you, and that's it. And I think that philosophy applied to this season has been great for this team. It's a young team. It's a team that has gotten good guidance, in my opinion, and they've done a lot of things. So stepping aside from the postseason aspect of this, Tim, how hopeful are you for the future, knowing that these young guys have done something meaningful, they've played in games, gained this experience, still early in their careers?
Yeah, it's big, and that's part of the development process. I mean, if you want sustained playoff appearances and ultimately that World Series, that comes in handy because, you know, some of these other teams, you look at playoff teams and you look at, you know, Nationals and Dodgers, and you look at Chicago for sure. What they do in St. Louis in their heyday, what they do is it's sort of that weird thing where you're relaxed and playing your game, but you're putting pressure on the other guys without tightening up yourself. And that it really is, you know, something that has to be developed, and you don't just have it. You got to go through it. And for that reason alone, this run has hastened this process of this rebuild. It really has. And you bring up a good point that, you know, when these guys, the game is on the line in the seventh inning with 16 to play and you're two up next year, well, Domingo Santana, chill out, dude. It'll be fun. It'll be fine. Get the ball in play. Let's get a couple of runners aboard. Let's put some pressure on these guys in the seventh inning here. That is going to come in really handy.
And the other thing will be pitching. If they can get the same kind of pitching that they've gotten this year, and they'll add some bodies as they go, but that's the thing, in my opinion, that has helped September so much. I mean, Tim, we saw the bullpen throw complete games, total games, where Craig Counsell literally had no serviceable option at starter, and he begins a game with Jeremy Jeffress, or he has two innings of Brent Suter, and the bullpen goes seven innings.
Crazy.
Bullpen's the MVP of September. I know they blew a few things against the Cubs, but for the month of September, easily my MVP, that bullpen.
Yeah, if you're looking at a department of the team, I would agree. But, I mean, to manhandle all that stuff is Craig Counsell. And, you know, I thought it was a little messy how they got into that situation. And we can pick that apart in the offseason as well. I mean, you lose Jimmy Nelson, and then all hell breaks loose, and you know you're trying to scramble the Jets here and find someone to pitch, and you're right, Craig Counsell can only do what he has on the active roster. And so if Stearns had made a decision that, hey, you got to make this thing work, That's what you got, Craig. So go to battle with these guys. Here's what you've got active. I'm sure he bounced off a double A bump up, Corbin Burns, or some of these guys to take at least a peek at. But it did seem a little messy, and I think they've learned from this too, that down the stretch you can't have enough pitching, because one injury really sent them into scramble mode. But they've recovered and survived. And that's the thing. They're in all-out survival mode right now. It is pretty interesting to see.
Fun to watch, because they, in most cases throughout the league, teams like the Brewers and other cities have folded up and they're thinking about 2018. But the Brewers don't have to do that. And you mentioned Council and what he has done for this team this year. I know that the voters nationwide aren't going to go this way, but could you make a case that Craig Council should be National League Manager of the Year?
Yeah, I think you could. Depending on how this shakes out, we all know how the MVP voting goes, and you got to be on this winning team, and et cetera, but that plays a part in that, and achieving success into the playoffs is going to play a part in Manager of the Year. Lavolo in Arizona is a candidate. I mean, there are some other candidates, but yeah, you could make that argument. And really, when you look several layers deep into this, you and I, and we know here locally in Wisconsin what Craig Council has had to work with, and so we know all those details of all those mishaps of Junior Guerra being one of the better pitchers. You lose him and he can never recover the rest of the season. Willie Peralta into the rotation, gosh, he was bad. Well, go to the bullpen, he was bad there. They don't know all those details. Chase Anderson lost for 7 weeks, and Jimmy Nelson lost for the stretch drive. I mean, they don't scoop it all into the pot, stir it up, and then come out with a pretty accurate estimation of what Craig really went through. And he did go through a lot. And I got to hand it to him. I really haven't seen anything like this. I mean, yes, there's talent on the field, Kevin. These guys are starting to, a couple of them are starting to come into their own and blossom a little bit. But seriously, with what you've got top to bottom here, with Council just moving the chess pieces all over the board, they're at 84 wins. I mean, that is highly credible in the baseball industry for sure.
Exceeding expectations. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee. Tim, I am rooting for just that we can continue this conversation next week and then the week after. Let's keep it going.
No doubt. I mean, they got a shot at this thing. It's not like we're asking Colorado to lose 13 to 14. Or, in years past, we're saying, well, if they lose six in a row here and we win five of six, we can get back to within four. Or, I mean, this is kind of, it's not asking for a ton. It's asking for the Rockies to lose three games. That can happen. The Dodgers know full well heading into the playoffs what it's like to get on a bad roll. They got on a bad roll. Extremely talented team, some would say the best team, they got on a bad roll. They know more than anybody that if you do get on a bad roll, it's going to snowball and you're going to get bumped out. So I think the Dodgers play up to get a good mojo going into the playoffs.
Tim, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. And let's, like I said, fingers crossed, man, fingers crossed.
You got it, Kevin.
It's Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.